Well, hey, doggy. Good morning. Yuck. It's 6:08. Brock Hunter.
We're in some of this country over the weekend.
We were in some banjo playing areas earlier up north.
That's no joke. Yeah. We're in some areas where we went fishing this past weekend up north, and we passed a few places where I was like, "Is that a sail? Yeah. Or is that a yard sale? Or are they just everything out in the yard?
Just hoarding it out there up front so everyone can see their amazing collection." Yeah, that's the thing, is you don't just hear banjos down south. No. You go far up north, you'll hear banjos again too. So love it up there. But there's a couple parts where you got to watch out. Especially two pretty city boys like us, man.
We smell different. Right. They know.
We're fresh meat up there. We're fresh meat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here, folks, on the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, police in New Orleans say they're on a hunt for Chewbacca. Do your Chewbacca noise.
Oh, no, that's a raptor.
It's the same thing. I've been saying this for years. Well, technically, it's a street performer dressed as Chewbacca who got into an argument with someone on Saturday night and wound up stabbing him. All right.
Ah.
The biggest clue is that it's Chewbacca, is that his head fell off during the fight, so some witnesses got to look at the guy's face. They say he's a man probably in his 20s. For now, the police are just circulating a picture of the guy in his full-on Chewbacca costume and hoping it gets some leads. No word on how the guy who did the stab or
we're looking
stabbed.
For a Chewbacca with a jungle knife,
like
stabbing people.
If this guy is smart, he won't ever dress up as Chewbacca again. But what if this was like his only source of income, dressing up as Chewbacca and going out and street performing? And now he's got to hang up the Chewbacca costume for good because that's kind of an easy thing to spot, right?
Like, yeah. Chewbacca sticks out. But there might be multiple people dressing up as Chewbacca. So maybe he just has to switch cities or something.
You know? Oh, okay. So you move. So, I don't know. You shouldn't be stabbing anyone anyways. But if you're going to do that, don't do it in an easy thing. Well, did he have any distinguishing features that would help us identify him? Yeah, he was in a giant furry Chewbacca costume. Okay, well, that should be. Fairly easy,
dude,
I guess.
How much is a Chewbacca costume like that, though? Can't be cheap.
Let's see. Realistic
Chewbacca costume? I'm saying a grand.
Because
that's a full costume. You can't just do the head.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, if you want, like, a movie quality, they got some cheap ones that are like, all right, that's a plastic mask and, like, it's a Chewbacca mask and then they just... repurposed a bear costume body part of it.
Right.
Let's see. Not too bad. We could get an authentic replica for $3.99.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that ain't too bad. I don't know. That doesn't look like an authentic replica. That maybe for like the off-brand one.
Chewbacca. It's like Woobacca or something.
Yeah. What's the Spartan brand Chewbacca? That's what you're getting right there.
Right.
Yeah, some of these are Spartan brand Chewbaccas. They're not full on. They're not full on. All right. Well,
Wars in the Stars with Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. I love that one. Wars in the Stars with Chewbacca. He's my favorite. All right. That's your 6 a.m. WTF. We'll be back.